Scores of citrus growers and production managers ventured east of Indiantown Thursday to see and learn more about a high-density, advanced citrus production system block in Gardiner, Florida citrus groves. The good-looking block was a contrast to the 100% HLB-infected groves that everyone passed on the way. Gardiner General Manager Lee Jones told the crowd that the 40-acre block was planted in 2009 in the middle of the heavy HLB infestation to see how we can do. So far, the block has done well, with only about 1.5% of its trees infected with HLB and most trees bearing good-sized pieces of fruit. Jones emphasized that the advanced citrus production system is not the answer to greening, but said it is part of the answer. The Hamlins and Valencias in the block are on a variety of rootstocks. University of Florida Professor Emeritus Bill Castle told the visitors that he and others are looking for what he calls the sweet spot, an excellent combination of rootstocks and scions based on smaller-sized trees. Castle said it was a dream come true to participate in the project in a commercial grove setting. Grower Pete Spike, who has helped with the block's irrigation system, said drip irrigation is used to provide fertigation daily. He said every gallon of irrigation water contains nutrients. General Manager Jones said one drawback to the drip system is its failure to provide the freeze protection that microsprinkler irrigation offers during freezes. Consequently, Jones said, the block was hammered by freezes during its first two seasons. He suggested that others using a drip system also have a microsprinkler irrigation system to offer freeze protection. Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.